Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, happy Freedom Friday to all of our listeners out there. And, of course, always great to have George Blackard with us on the show. George is still on the road, but he's still joining us for Freedom Friday. George, great to have you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, it's a great day today. And there's a lot to talk about, that's for sure. There's no shortage of news this week, is there?
Oh, man, it's crazy. It's like there's so much that I want to cover every day, and we still run out of time, even with 4 hours of the show. So about an hour ago, I opened up the program this morning by talking about this story out of Missoula. David Noble actually mentioned it yesterday as our woke update of the week, but apparently in Missoula, Montana, there's a bunch of people that are finding their tires basically being slashed. They're finding these sharp metal objects embedded in their tires. And of course, now we don't know who the true culprit is yet, but remember about a year or so ago, there were all these reports out of Europe about these radical climate alarmist activist groups slashing tires, deflating tires, and they weren't just doing it to SUVs. They were even doing it to Teslas, because they don't care if your car's electric or a combustion engine. They see anybody driving a vehicle as a threat to the earth, frankly.
Well, that's just nuts. It doesn't surprise me, but it just shows that they will go to any length to, I don't know, what are they trying to do? Make a point? It's insane. And this can be dangerous too. You know, if they don't slash that tire all the way, somebody could drive on it and it could blow out. I mean, this is nuts. It's irresponsible at best.
That's a good point. Yeah, if it leads to an accident, somebody's hauling a trailer or something like that, you could dangerous consequences, not just an annoyance and an irritant, and a very costly one at that, you know, especially right now, given, you know, a lot of people are struggling with the inflation that's hit our country in the last 3.5 years. And it's like, man, you take one tire out of commission, and that if you can't do a quick repair on it, it's like, my goodness, that can be just enormously frustrating. Tim in Billings, though, he sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. George, you remember Tracy Stone Manning? She's the head of the Bureau of Land Management. So John Tester and Joe Biden put her in charge of the BLM. And remember, speaking of Missoula, she was a part of that tree spiking eco-terrorist story back in the 90s. And so Tim in Billings says this: sharp metal objects embedded in tires. Was Tracy Stone Manning back in Zootown recently? That's her crew, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a great one, isn't she?
She's a peach. She's a peach. My goodness.
Yeah. And I think that is an appointment that just proves the fact that you don't have to know anything or even be accomplished.
Just got to fit the ideological agenda. Hold that thought, George. We got to hit the break.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. It's rare for anyone to track which party has more seats in each state delegation for the House of Representatives. But we do here. And overall, Republicans dominate 26 House delegations, Democrats 22. There are two ties. So why is this important? If there's a dispute over the Electoral College and Congress can't certify the results, then the House of Representatives could be asked to settle who's president in what's called a contingent election. Each state votes by delegation in a contingent election, so California's delegation, with 52 seats, 40 of which are occupied by Democrats, counts the same as South Dakota, with its singular statewide Republican seat. Democrats could also lose control of more state delegations this fall. Democrats currently have the edge in House seats in Michigan and Pennsylvania by one seat each, and Democratic Alaska Representative Mary Peltola faces a tough election in her statewide seat. Former President Trump won Alaska with 61% of the vote in 2020. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperature readings will stay from around 70 in Bozeman to the upper 70s in Billings. Clear and quiet for tonight, with temperatures headed back in the upper 30s in Bozeman to the mid-40s in Billings. Then on Saturday with sunshine, high temperatures will range from the lower to middle 60s. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
So we've got this story on our Montana Talks website. Montana homes, housing in Montana is now less affordable than California. Yeah, pretty crazy, huh? That led our friend John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, to send out a public service announcement. Here you go, illegals, Democrats, and other Adam Schiff birds. You can't afford to live in Montana. Seek life elsewhere. That was John's PSA. He's with us every Tuesday on Montana Talks.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I almost forgot about John Jackson's public service announcement. I'm glad I recorded that promo for the show yesterday. George, did you hear the PSA, the public service announcement there from John Jackson, the Joker from X?
No, I couldn't hear it.
Oh, for Pete's sake. So basically, this report came out. Some other folks may not have heard it. I depending on which radio station you're listening to right now, or maybe it didn't play out over the app. Who knows? But so basically a report came out, and we've got the story at MontanaTalks.com right now. I put it up there, I think, yesterday, so it might be buried by several other new reports that I just featured. But the story is that housing in Montana, because of the popularity of Montana in the last 3 years or so, housing in Montana is less affordable than even California. Yeah, because people have been fleeing California because of the mess there. And so houses have gotten more affordable in California. But because people want to be in free states like Montana, housing is less affordable. And so John put together a public service announcement. Now, I can't use the actual word that he used in his PSA, but he says, calling all you Democrats, calling all you illegals, and let's just say all of you Adam Schiff birds out there, you know what Schiff birds he was talking. He says, PSA, get the heck out of Montana. It's so expensive. You can't afford to live here, so go to California.
That's right. That's right. And it snows, and there are animals that will eat you.
That's
so
right.
Stay away.
We could have several public service announcements that we could run in that regard. Well, what do you want to talk about this morning? You got some good Freedom Friday specific stuff racked and stacked for us?
Well, I've got one story that will make you mad. Made me mad when I read it. The headline, it's from military.com, is veterans at 5 VA medical facilities will have to start making co-payments on prescriptions again. So, you know, it's not unusual to make co-payments, but at these 5 VA hospitals, they are the only 5 so far that are using this Oracle Cerner electronic health record system. Now, this is something that people might remember. The government spent $16 billion, with a B, dollars on this health record system, which has a problematic history at the VA and is currently used at just 5 VA facilities. So $16 billion, and they're only using it at 5 facilities. Now, the pharmacy component of this deals with prescriptions, right? And patients, veterans, they are experiencing lost or delayed prescriptions, double orders, incorrect meds, and other issues. Well, nobody called them and told them about this issue. They've just been working to fix it in the background. And it has contributed to a lot of safety issues, of course, as you can imagine, if you're sending the wrong meds or double orders, what have you. So they're working on an update to this. But the interesting thing is they stopped charging the veterans at these five facilities their copays on their meds because the system was so screwed up. Well, guess what? In true government fashion, now they're just trying to decide if they're going to go back 2 years and charge all these veterans for the copays they didn't.
Oh, bro. Because their problem is your problem, as always, right?
Exactly. And so, you know, this is just another example. Didn't we just see that the VA went back for several hundred million more dollars to because their budget, they missed their budget. They spent too much money.
Well, they got a massive shortfall. What is it, a $15 billion shortfall right now?
Yet
they had money to give millions of dollars in bonuses to upper echelon bureaucrats. Wow. You know, so again, like, if they screw up, they still get their bonuses. But they're going to take it out of your hide, and if they screw up, they're going to figure out a way to make it your problem and make you pay back pay for prescription for your prescriptions. What a joke.
Exactly. So, you know, there's John Tester at work for you, our VA at work for you, and our government at work for you. You know, they're going to keep veterans appraised of any decisions about retroactive pay. And when they say retroactive pay, they mean retroactive collection. So keep an eye on that story, but there you go, John Tester. Thanks for nothing.
I would say not only calling out John Tester as the chairman of the VA committee who has empowered these bureaucrats over veterans, and that's why we've seen this decline in care in the last 3.5 years. Well, I do want to though say hats off to Montana Congressman, Eastern District Congressman Matt Rosendale. He is chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, the Subcommittee on Technology Modernization Oversight, and they had a hearing. He actually chaired this hearing. The VA's open cash register, fraud, waste, abuse, and revenue operations. And so you talked about electronic records. He's been hammering them over that failure. And he's also, you know, just chaired this hearing, kind of calling them out over this fraud, waste, and abuse within the VA bureaucracy. So hats off to Congressman Rosendale for stepping up and demanding some answers and conducting these investigations that the Senate VA committee chairman, as George pointed out, has refused to conduct. All right, George, stand by, man. We're already up on our next break here. We'll get to your news, your weather, and the Farm and Ranch Report, and then more with George Blackard, Freedom Friday, September 20th, already getting close to October, if you can believe it.
Texting enrolls you into real.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Montana weather on full display this week as the Montana Angus Tour was held in central Montana. From 4 inches of rain on Wednesday to sunny and 70 on Thursday, tour participants saw a lot of country. In addition to visiting well-known Angus operations, the tour also introduced participants to ranch families who are new to the registered side of the business, but like the Mickelson Ranch in Hobson, have spent many years building up a successful commercial Angus herd. Kinsey Mickelson Mosier shared her appreciation for folks stopping by the family operation.
It's been amazing to see how interested everybody is. That was a big benefit for us, is just trying to get our name out. We're little commercial producers and we're trying to get into this Angus world. We've only been having a formal sale for about 7 years, so our registered cattle have to produce with our commercial cattle. We want them docile because we have to calve them in the winter. They have to be good moms to raise these calves up, and they have to wean and make it to the truck in the fall. So that's our main focus on our registered and commercial side of things.
Over 400 attendees were on the tour this week from 30 states and 7 countries from around the globe. To see more of the tour, just visit Lane Nordlund Ag Broadcaster on Facebook. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to Freedom Friday here with our friend George Blacker joining us on the phone lines this morning. You can join us, too, 406-294-0970. George, one other thing I wanted to mention here, we were talking about illegal aliens and housing prices here in Montana. You know, this story about how housing prices are actually less affordable in Montana now than even California. And, of course, we all know the reason for that. It's because California has become a political dump under Newsom and the Democrats, so people have fled the state, so housing prices went down. Montana is one of the free states of America, so people are fleeing to come to places like Montana, so our housing prices have gone up. But our friend David Noble, George, I thought this was a great point that David made here. He said this via X: Kamala Harris let in 9 million illegal aliens into the country under her watch over the past 4 years. Now, that's a conservative estimate. It's probably closer to 15 million, right? Anyway, David says now she is promising to build 3 million new homes in 4 years if elected. I'm doing the math, and this is not adding up. Yeah, 9 million illegal aliens brought into the country by Kamala and John Tester, but they only want to build 3 million homes. We're still about 6 million short there, if we're doing the math right. Right, George?
Yeah, that's a little bit short in any kind of math, you know. But that's your government for you, you know, and what they do doesn't have to make sense. But, you know, Aaron, just to finish up another point on this VA matter. So, you know, they voted to fill this $3 billion shortfall at the VA a day or so ago, because if they didn't do it by the 20th today, then they were going to start missing benefits payments to veterans. But here's the thing. I think Jerry Moran from Kansas had it right when he said, you know, I'm going to vote for this, but because we don't even need to have this conversation, we're going to take care of our veterans. But he says, what we want to know is why the lack of budgeting accountability, and how come they didn't come to us until July to tell us that there was a problem. And that is the whole point, is the VA knew there was a problem. They didn't bring it up when they should have. This is one of those things where you're going to see Democrats saying Republicans voted against veterans because they voted against this stopgap bill. And they voted against it because, hey, we'll give you some money, but we want to know why you're in this position to begin with. And so if some people voted against it, then that's what the Democrats will say. They voted against veterans. Oddly enough, of course, we know it's really not odd. John Tester voted for the bill because, you know, he's in a reelection year. And that's the only reason he voted for it. We all know that. Otherwise, we could say John Tester voted against veterans. But, you know, that's the point, is there needs to be accountability, and there hasn't been. And there's still $12 billion short for next year.
And our country is nearly $36 trillion in debt, and they're giving our money to Guatemala sex change operations and blasphemous anti-Judeo-Christian plays in Macedonia. They're still giving our money to other countries to push this radical cultural Marxist agenda. In the midst of all this, it is just such a slap in the face. Great follow-up point there. Great update there, George. I appreciate that. Let's see. This is something just developing here. Todd Starnes, toddstarnes.com, is reporting this. The Daily Tar Heel is reporting this news from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Hundreds of raging pro-Hamas students vandalized the ROTC building on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill. The university reported there was major damage to other campus buildings as well. So these left-wing pro-Hamas terrorist mobs targeted an ROTC building and are still causing destruction on college campuses across the country.
You know, it's crazy that these young people, and keep in mind, too, that a lot of these protesters are not college students.
That's right.
They're people that are recruited to come in and cause this trouble. So it's important to recognize that. But, you know, these college students have no idea what they're protesting for and the type of people that they're siding with when it comes to this. You know, let's not forget what Hamas did when they snuck into Israel and killed over 1,000 people, raped, tortured, murdered babies. These are the people that they are supporting.
That's right. And hostages still being held, if still alive. George Blackard, I know you're on the phone lines, and I had you still in queue and not on hold. Were you able to hear that Fox News update there, what Kamala Harris just said? She said, well, I support the Second Amendment, but I also want basically take away the most popular rifle from every American in America. What? And then Oprah asks her something, and she says, well, if somebody breaks into my house, I'm going to shoot them. And it's like, oh, okay, so that's the new standard. there you go. My goodness. I mean, these people want to take our guns away but claim they support the Second Amendment. They want to lecture us about being responsible gun owners, but how responsible are they?
Yeah, that's just crazy, and it shows that she doesn't know what she's talking about when it comes to that. You do remember that back when, I think Obama was running for president the first time, Joe Biden said something like, well, you should just take your shotgun and shoot it in the air to scare off anybody that's trying to hurt you in your home.
Just go on the back porch and fire off it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's crazy. Most of them don't know the business end of a gun from the butt stock of it, but it just shows that they're out of touch.
They don't know the barrel from the buttstock. They don't know the head from their, well, never mind. People get their efforts there. All right. Hey, I mentioned that I said I was going to talk about this here in the 7 o'clock hour, and we can talk about this. I thought maybe we'll wait for the 8 o'clock hour of the show when our friends from the Flathead jump in on the conversation as well. But Politico's playbook is calling this a good poll for Republicans, a good poll for Republicans in the Western Montana Congressional District. This is a new poll from Inside Elections / Noble Predictive, finding that Congressman Ryan Zinke is ahead of the Democrat candidate by 4 points. And, of course, that Western District, the Democrats gerrymandered that district in hopes that they could eke out at least one win in one of these federal races. And so, but it looks like Trandell is poised to be trounced once again here. But what else is interesting is they did a Western District specific poll just on Western Montana. That's interesting, too. We'll talk more about that here in just a second. First, though, before we go to the break, Freedom Friday, we got a lot of veterans listening. We got a ton of great patriotic Americans that love our veterans as well. Our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental are offering up an incredible opportunity for one of our fellow veterans. So if you are a veteran, if you know a veteran that could use this service, I'm telling you, this would be a life-changing service. They are offering full dental implants, upper teeth, lower teeth, full dental implants. So if you know a veteran that's really struggling with their confidence or struggling with pain from teeth problems, a lot of teeth problems, they can get full dental implants from Yellowstone Family Dental, which are incredible, by the way. I've been to their place. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com and nominate a veteran today. Montana, for this free service. So this was funny. I was chatting with our friends Mark and Paul down the hall. They're known as the Breakfast Flakes. And they said, hey, Aaron, Susie Hedlund's dropping by. What do you know about Susie Hedlund? I said, oh, she's great. She got her start in the schools in Grass Range. And her husband is the number 4 walleye fisherman in the state of Montana. Oh, well, there you go. What else do you need to know? That was their response. But, yeah, Susie Hedlund's going to drop by. Plus, we'll have open phones on Friday's Montana Talks for you statewide, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talk to me, Goose. All right, we got a couple of great callers on the phone lines here. Phone lines open for you on this Freedom Friday as well. 406-294-0970. Real quick, yes, so when it comes to that Western Congressional District poll, not only did the poll show good news for Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke against his Democrat opponent, but it also showed bad news for John Tester. So the Western Congressional District is what you would call a swing district. The Democrats, when they controlled the redistricting process, they made the Eastern Montana Congressional District very safe. Very safe for Republicans. They just wrote that one off, but they wanted to draw the lines for the Western District in hopes that they could at least win one seat in the House, that they could have a foothold in the House of Representatives there. And, you know, Zinke beat Tranel last time. He's likely to beat Tranel again this time. But the poll was conducted just of that Western Congressional District, and in the Western District, Tester is only leading by 1 point in just the Western District. Now, statewide polling shows John Tester losing by 5, 6, 7, 8, upwards of, I think eight points is what most of the recent polling, including the AARP poll, showed. But what this shows is that John Tester is performing very poorly in the Western District as well. And he needs to perform well in the West to overcome how poorly he's going to do in the East. And he's not performing well in the West. That's the big takeaway here. All right. Let's go into the phone lines. We've got Goose in Anaconda listening to KXTL. Goose, great to hear from you.
Yeah, hi, Aaron. Just want to go on a little rant here. Let's just break this down. Trump wants to eliminate taxes on tips, on Social Security, on overtime. Harris wants to double and triple these taxes. Trump wants to drill, baby, drill. Harris wants to eliminate all fracking. Trump wants to deport all illegals and secure our borders. Harris wants to give them all amnesty and let them vote and give them $25,000 first-time home buyer's insurance. Harris wants to deplete our military while Trump wants to give everybody back their job that didn't want to take that bioweapon shot that they wanted to give us with back pay. Trump wants to fill up our strategic oil reserves. Harris and Biden want to drain it and sell it to China. It just couldn't be any more. The contrast is just so overwhelmingly so messed up. But the problem is I've come to the conclusion that the Democrat Party is pretty much owned and controlled by China and Iran. And sad to say that most all of our Republican congressmen and senators all have APAC handlers, which is the very powerful, I don't dare say it, but a lobbyist group. And so our government's compromised. But really the only choice to making this any better is got to be with Trump.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can make some difference.
Hey, I got to ask you a random question for you here. Is there a guy in Anaconda named Blake Hempstead? Does that name ring a bell at all by chance?
It doesn't.
Doesn't ring a bell. Anyway, yeah, I figured. Anyway, yeah, I don't know if it's a phony account on X or not, but it says he's from Anaconda, but it was just funny. He's some liberal wacko on Twitter, and so anyway, all right. Well, random question then. All right, hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, basically, Goose, I don't know if you heard yesterday, but one of our listeners offered up a $500 reward for anybody who can get us the video of John Tester being loaded onto that horse. You know, the horse where he was wearing Skechers, he was wearing tennis shoes while riding a horse. I mean, oh, very Montana of you there, old John. And so this Blake Hempstead guy says, I'm going to offer up $500 for somebody to show video of Aaron wearing a white hood. And I was like, hey, man, you're the one voting for the party of the KKK. So anyway, just a little fun on X.com. Goose, great to hear from you. George Blackard, your thoughts on all the above?
Well, I would like to see that video myself. But, you know, on the other important things, he brings up some good points, and he mentioned China. And, you know, I saw a story the other day that China is exerting new restrictions on exports of minerals critical to U.S. weapons making. So that is something that we should be very concerned about. But the point is, our government allowed this to happen, allowed us to start relying on China for critical components of our own weapons systems. How do we let that happen? How does that happen? And it just shows that, you know, these politicians are not thinking it through. They're not paying attention, or they're just somehow enriching themselves. Because why would you let one of your biggest opponents in the world have that much control over your own military equipment? It doesn't make any
sense. Well, I've heard that Washington, D.C. is just flooded with Chinese Communist Party-owned company lobbyists. It's just flooded in the swamp right now with those guys. But on top of that, look, it's these radical environmentalists. They don't want more mining in America, so they're more than happy to have it take place in China. And that's who runs the Democrat Party right now, and that's who runs these federal judges here in Montana right now. That reminds me of this very important story that I wanted to talk about on Freedom Friday. You think about this Green New Deal and this push towards electric vehicles. Who has benefited from that? China. And yet, this administration, and when I say that, I mean Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Tester, they continue to block mining in America. They continue to block mining in Montana. Look, the Stillwater mine, the platinum palladium mine here in Montana, they just recently announced that 700 workers would be laid off. The Green New Deal and the push for EVs is partly what hurt the Stillwater mine and forced these layoffs. And that was all supported by John Tester and Kamala Harris. But the important Freedom Friday point that I wanted to make is the news came out, what, a week or so ago that 700 people would be laid off. But many of them didn't find out until yesterday or until Wednesday or Thursday whether or not they would be one of the 700. And I just want to make an appeal to all of our listeners. There are so many great men and women right now that are going to be looking for a high-wage job to replace the one they just lost at the Stillwater mine. If you have ideas, if you know of job openings for these great men and women from the Stillwater mine, send us a message on the Montana Talks app or call in, because we want to keep these men and women here in Montana with a high-wage job.
Absolutely. And it's sad, and I hope that those people do find some good jobs. And but, you know, like we talked about last week, it's going to affect so many more people than just those employees, that this is a major, major event, and it's going to hurt a lot of people.
Yeah. And just the uncertainty alone is a hurt in itself. So just note to all of our Stillwater Miner friends out there, we're thinking of you, we're praying for you, and we're also looking at what we can all do to help. That's for sure. Next up on the phone line, Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, what's going on?
Morning, guys. Okay, you know, when the whole system was set up by our forefathers, these representatives and senators, you know, they were supposed to take the will of their state, you know, the what the people really wanted, and get on a horse or however they had to do it, because they didn't have cars back then, and go out to D.C. and cast the vote for their state, okay, what the people want. And I know that ain't happening anymore. You know, these senators and these representatives cast what they want to cast, not what the will of the people. And this country's broke. I mean, it was broke years ago. Okay, and I'm with Nancy. I was saying it yesterday.
On the Save Act.
We need to clean up the voting. We need to clean the voting up, lick our wounds, take a little bit more of a loss, you know, on the deficit that we've stacked up, and get this voting under control. And these representatives, you know, like Rosendale, you know, they're good people. But dang it, we're broke.
We're broke. And until we clean up the voting, we are going to eventually default.
So, you agree with Nancy then? You don't like the fact that Rosendale 100%. Voted with the Democrats to block this continuing resolution, which would have gotten the SAVE Act forced into a vote to block illegal aliens from voting. I agree with your point there that, look, if we don't – look, how do you think we're going to stop the spending problem in America? How do you think we're going to stop any problem in America if we don't stop illegal aliens from voting in America? George, your thoughts about 20 seconds before the break.
Well, we know that this whole migrant crisis, as they call it, is all about votes. That's the only reason Democrats want to let these people into this country, is so they can stay in power. And that should make every American angry as hell.
All right, well said. George Blackard, Freedom Friday. We got another caller on the phone lines here. Coming up right after this.
Years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
News commentary.
Sean Diddy Combs is finally facing the consequences of decades of alleged criminal, sick, and twisted behavior. Cue all the Hollywood liberals clutching their pearls as if they didn't know. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Rapper Sean Diddy Combs was indicted by a grand jury on sex trafficking, racketeering, and kidnapping charges, the details of which are shocking and horrifying. But why did it take so long for his arrest, given the freak-offs are where his alleged disgusting and criminal behavior largely occurred, and given countless celebrities are known to have either been to or had ample knowledge of these parties? Why didn't they come forward? By the looks and sounds of these charges, Diddy didn't conduct this stuff in the shadows. He did it quite shamelessly, and he did it often. And we're supposed to believe his celebrity elite pals didn't have any idea that both men and women were allegedly being victimized, trafficked, and abused? Abuse, victimization, pedophilia, and sexual predation are rampant in Hollywood, but they all shut up and protect their friends. Remember that next time they lecture you on morality. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Here at the Candidates Committee, DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So we've got this story on our Montana Talks website. Montana homes, housing in Montana is now less affordable than California. Yeah, pretty crazy, huh? That led our friend John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, to send out a public service announcement. Here you go, illegals, Democrats, and other Adam Schiff birds. You can't afford to live in a center for free same-day hail damage estimates.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got another George in Billings who actually called in about an hour ago, but we had to play our legislative update, so we didn't get a chance to hear from him right at that exact moment. But he called in back again now, apparently out in Oregon fighting a fire as we speak, but from Billings. George, thanks for the call. What did you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. My wife's back in Billings. She's working with the Montana Family Foundation on TI 168, is it?
128, awesome.
128, yeah. And she had an interesting visitor yesterday. He's a nice young man. He asked for my two kids that live with us, that one's 22 and one's 20, asked for him personally by name. And he was a laid-off worker from the Stillwater Mine. And he was asking, wanted to talk to these two young people about CI-128 and if he could get their support for it. And so my wife would have to hear this, and she walked out of the house and started visiting with him. And he knew nothing, absolutely nothing about CI-128, but yet he was hired at $25 an hour to go through the neighborhoods to gather support for the initiative.
You know, that's interesting. That is very interesting because, both sides, the left and the right, are paying people with job opportunities to go door to door. This guy got laid off apparently from the mine. So, here's an opportunity to make some money and stockpile some cash because, 3 months from now when the severance or whatever runs out, like, what do you do, right? But, that's interesting. And what's sad about that is that the backers of CI-128 are the very people that support the policies of John Tester and Kamala Harris that got you laid off at the mine in the first place, right? So now you're basically, doing the bidding of the very people that killed your high-wage job. Yeah, it's just sad. That's sad all around. But very interesting, though, George. Thanks for calling in. And by the way, if there's somebody like that guy that, wants to get out and walk door to door, but you don't want to do it for the bad guys. You want to do it for the good guys instead. Get a hold of Henry Kriegel and our friends at Americans for Prosperity Montana because I think they've got some opportunities where you can go door to door and get paid to do it as well, but do it for the right cause instead of those out-of-state left-wing mega donors. George Blackard, your thoughts?
That's a good point. And money is behind a lot of things. It motivates people to do things that sometimes they normally wouldn't even do. But it just points to the fact that you have to be very educated in what these things are people are pushing upon us and wanting you to sign and wanting you to support. It's very important you do your homework and know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's see. We only got about a minute to go, and I know I've cut into a little bit of your time here, George. Tim and Billings, if we don't get to you, call back in the 8 o'clock hour because we'll have the phone lines open in the 8 o'clock hour. But, George, I wanted to defer to you with the less than a minute or so that we got left. What else do you want to share with folks across Montana?
Well, two things. One, real quick, we remember when the Democrats accused Russia of meddling in the election, and, that was supposed to work against Trump. But now we have the Iranians, they're meddling in the election and trying to help Kamala Harris. So when our enemies are trying to help one person make it into the presidency, that should tell you something, and you need to pay attention to that. Also, Aaron, I got a care package for you from Bucky's that I'm going to put in the mail.
Oh, man.
Get to you. You're going to love it, I think. So I took some pictures. I got these things. I'm going to send it all to you, and we'll have a little bit of fun with that.
Oh, man, you didn't have to do that. I'm just glad you're the one sending the care package and not that Joker guy from Twitter. I wouldn't want to even open that package from that guy. I mean, you wouldn't even want to know what was in that thing. I mean, oh, man. All right, George, safe.